The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 76. As we explore the lost city, wandering from one identical building into another, my attention began to wander elsewhere. While the others seemed to find each new structure fascinating, I lost interest. I found the cavortings of Mr. Freddy Bananas III and his simian friends a good deal more engaging. Freddy B. and his pals were running and jumping along the tops of the crumbling walls, shrieking and hooting as part of what appeared to be a fairly spirited game, not unlike that which we call tag. Although I did not have the energy for such exercise, this did seem like a better thing to do in this uniformly unscintillating place. Certainly better than stumbling around staring at identical walls and oohing and aahing like there was some significant difference between them. I couldn't see it. I was bored beyond belief. Suddenly the apes' game of tag came to an abrupt stop. All movement suddenly ceased. They all stood stock still, as if listening, and then, without a sound, they leaped off the walls and hightailed it silently and quickly into the jungle. This, as you can well imagine, was quite unnerving to me. But when I tried to point out the sudden exodus of our primate pals to Hobie, Roger, and Alvy, it became apparent that they neither noticed nor cared. They simply continued poking in the stones, shrugging off my concerns. I had no idea what it was that had caused the chimps to flee, but I had some notion that it was not a good thing. For the next few moments I was on edge. I kept turning around, looking at the surrounding jungle, trying to sense any kind of movement. It was hard to separate my own fears from my perceptions. The bushes seemed to be moving, but as I stared at them, I saw nothing. Was I imagining things? I began to curse the chimps. Were they just screwing with me? Was this their idea of a joke? Perhaps it was part of the game they were playing. What did I know of ape sports? I had just about convinced myself that my fears were ungrounded, when suddenly it became very apparent that they weren't.